The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, there comes a time in every dog's life when a walk in the park just doesn't cut it anymore, and the dog, female, only wants to do one thing, and that's get pregnant. And this is known as entering heat. Now, anyone who has a dog knows the trials and tribulations when a female dog enters heat. So what should you do when your dog is in heat, and what can you expect to happen during that period? Well, to tell us more about this is Elise O'Byrne-White, Veterinary Director at the DSPCA. Elise, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, this happens very rarely, I suppose, occasionally with the female dog. So it's not going to happen every month or anything like it.
No. So you did explain this there. When your female dog comes into heat, she's basically entering her estrus cycle. And it's a period when she's fertile and when she can become pregnant. It only occurs in unspayed females. And it can vary in the frequency. So usually you see a first heat can occur between an animal's life between 6 months and 2 years of age, depending on the breed. Often small breeds can go into heat earlier, and larger breeds might take a little bit longer to reach sexual maturity. But on average, most dogs would go into heat once or maybe twice a year.
How can you tell?
Well, that's a good question. So the most obvious thing you might notice is that they can get a swollen vulva, they get some bloody discharge, and also they'll get a lot of attention in the dog park. You know, they really attract males. A male can smell a female in heat for up to nearly 3 miles away. So it can cause a lot of a fuss if you're in a dog park and a female's in heat. You may also notice that they may have some behavioural changes as well. They become a bit clingy, a little bit anxious, sometimes aggressive.
Now, if they're not ready, they won't accept a dog. I mean, the whole thing runs through a process whereby they're entering this cycle. The dog's males are aware of this, but she won't have anything to do with them.
Yes, correct. So there is stages of the heat cycle. So you have your pro-oestrus, which is usually about 7 to 10 days long. And that's when you do see the swollen vulva and the bloody discharge. And they do attract males at this stage, but they're not really receptive to it at all. And then it is it's the phase after that, which when they're in oestrus, which again lasts about 7 to 10 days. And that's when the bloody discharge reduces, and often owners can think they've finished being in heat, but it's actually when they are fertile. And that's when the female is receptive to mating at that stage.
Will she accept any dog that comes along at that stage?
Yes, often they do. Yeah. No, they're not fussy. And male dogs come along. You know, we have huge issues with male dogs getting out. If they smell a female in heat, they'll scale walls and they can come far and wide. You know, it's a very, very innate behaviour.
Yeah, and we've seen videos, for example, of a very tall female dog and a very small male dog climbs up on a chair in order to mount the female. I mean, they will go do incredible efforts to mate.
Yes, they do. And it can cause problems down the line if you end up having a small female that's been mated to a large male. Just in terms of gestation, the puppies can end up being very large. There can be difficulty throughout pregnancies and difficulty giving birth. So it can be very problematic if you do end up with a mismatch in size and in height. But it is very important, I suppose, to manage your dog during the phase that they are in heat, and make sure to be very aware of the fact that they would be in heat. Dogs have to be kept on lead.
It's all very well to say keep them at home and so on, but that may not be possible for people who don't have any kind of a garden. And even then, beware, unless your garden is pretty well sealed, the lads might come from far and wide and break through the hedge.
Yeah, you have to be very vigilant during these stages. So yeah, if you have to bring her out, you know, it's about keeping her on a lead. Never leave them unattended. Often people, you'll also see they might have like a diaper on or something like that, just to manage the discharge. But I'd be avoiding all areas where you're likely to run into a dog. You know, avoid dog parks, maybe even avoid your usual walking spots. Take them somewhere that's very remote. It is a short period of the year, but you do have to be vigilant and very responsible now, you know, during that period.
If you're going to spay your dog, neuter your dog, how many cycles should you allow the dog to have before you neuter?
That's a great question. So I suppose you avoid going into heat if you get your dog spayed before they come into their first heat. There's the benefits of spaying really do outweigh the risks in terms of, if you have an intact female or a dog that's not spayed, they are prone to developing mammary cancer. And it can be quite common. Nearly about 30% of dogs will develop it over their lifetime if they're unspayed. If you get them spayed before their first heat, you're reducing that chance by 99%. If you spay them after their second heat, you're reducing it to 92%. And if you spay them after their third heat, you're reducing it to about 75%. Now, saying that, it's not as simple as just getting them spayed before their first heat. There's been a lot of research recently out, especially from UC Davis, regarding when to spay your dog. And it's really starting to show that it should be individually decided with your vet. There's a lot more nuances now that they're showing that it's actually breed specific, and that some dogs may require you to go through their first heat, and it may be closer to them to being nearly a year and a half before they get spayed. So it is important to discuss that with your vet, because there's a lot of new research just coming out on it at the moment.
All right, so talk to your vet before you do the spaying operation anyway. And it's not that simple. It's a lot simpler for the male dog to be neutered than the female. Elise O'Byrne-White, Veterinary Director at the DSPCA, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.